Welcome. I'm so pleased you're here. This is the Life Skills Mastery course, Your Path to Independence. We are at Module 1, the Wellbeing Basics. This is Lesson 1, the Wellness Compass. Think of this as the blueprint, the foundation that you will build all your independence on. Health isn't just about what happens in our bodies. It is about our whole self, our body, our mind, our heart, all working together. By the end of this session, you will see wellness not as a checklist of things to do, but as a full circle system that supports your everyday life. Let's have a look at what we're going to cover today. We'll start by defining what is holistic health. What it really means to care for your whole self. Then we'll see how the mind, the body, and the emotions all are connected like the gears in the same machine. We'll then look at something that is called the wellness wheel. It's a simple way of visualizing balance in your life. And finally, you'll take a short self-check to see where your current needs lie. Now let's talk about holistic health. What does holistic health mean? The word holistic just means whole. It's not just your body. It's about your whole self. Like we said, body, mind, feelings, social connections, and a sense of purpose. All of them working together like a team, like pillars that support. If one part is struggling, the others will feel it too. Think of it like a chair with five legs. The body, the mind, feelings, your social life, and your purpose in life. If one leg breaks, the chair will wobble, obviously. Our goal is to keep all five steady so that the life feels strong and balanced. Let's look at each part. Body, most of us know this. This is your physical health. Eating regular meals, getting enough rest, keeping ourselves clean, taking medication when required and needed. All of this gives the body the energy to move, heal, and enjoy our life. Mind, our thoughts matter. Learning new things matters because it keeps our brain active. Remembering what helps you, like routines and strategies, are important. Problem solving, staying calm, they all come up together to build what is called the mental strength. Feelings, we can't ignore emotions. Talking about what you feel, especially when you're not feeling great, like when you're tired, when you're stressed, is very important. Because this is where we get stuck. And asking for help is not weakness. It's smart self-care. Social. Humans are made for connection. Spending time with people who make us feel safe and supported isn't just for fun. It is part of being healthy. The people around us can lift us or drain us. So choose your circle and your friends and your connections wisely. And that brings us to the final pillar, which is the purpose. Purpose is what gives meaning to your day. Maybe it's helping at home. Maybe it's joining a group. Or a small goal for yourself to keep yourself connected and active. Purpose doesn't have to be big. It just has to be yours. So, holistic health is really about balance, not perfection. It makes sure all these parts of you get attention. Because when your whole self feels cared for, independence becomes possible. Remember, you are not a collection of parts. You are an amazing whole person. And when all the parts get along, life just works better. This brings us to the wellness wheel, your visual guide to balance. Each spoke represents one area of your well-being. So like we mentioned previously, if one spoke wobbles, then the circle, the wheel wobbles. The goal isn't to make every spoke perfect. It's to make sure none of them is completely ignored. Because wellness is not about being flawless. It's about being steady. Let's take a moment's pause and get a bit personal. I want to think about, when do you feel at your best, both physically and emotionally? For me, it's a good night's sleep. It's really important for me. It might be a nice walk. It might be a calm morning. It might be feeling heard when you talk to somebody who understands you. Now think about who or what helps you feel that way. Is it a family member who encourages you? Is it a friend who makes you feel that way, makes you laugh? Or maybe it's a small routine, like going for a walk or having a cup of coffee quietly before the day begins. These moments are clues. They show us what helps our body and mind to work well together. Here's the thing. You can't fix what you don't notice. So awareness is the first step. Before we can improve something, we need to be able to see it and understand it. So take a few minutes and think about your answer. You can jot them down on your workbook or just think of it in your head. Because every person's best self looks a little different. And part of your wellness journey is learning what your version of feeling truly good means. Think of this as your personal user manual. The more you understand yourself and how you work best, the smoother life starts to run. That brings us to our checklist assessment. Let's see where you're at today. Using the wellness baseline worksheet in your workbooks, rate each area of your health from 1 to 10. 1 means it needs more support. 10 means you feel strong and steady in that area. This isn't a test. It's just a reflection tool, a snapshot of where your energy and balance are right now. You already have wellness skills. This just helps you see where to focus next. Let's turn reflection into action. Each time you listen to your body and care for it, you're practicing wellness. One small moment at a time. Choose one wellness area you'd like to work on this week. Maybe it's physical, adding a small 10-minute walk to each day. Maybe it's drinking an extra glass of water. Or try sitting out for fresh air for 5 minutes daily and get some sunlight, vitamin D. Maybe it's emotional, reaching out to someone you trust when you feel low. Small shifts lead to steady balance. Remember, wellness is a practice, not a finish line. Every healthy habit is one more brick in your foundation. So to wrap up, the key takeaways from this lesson are: wellness is the integration of body, mind, and emotion. Holistic health builds your foundation for independence. Self-awareness is where all the change begins. Or as I like to remind people, take care of your body. It's the place you're going to live every day. With that, we wrap up lesson 1. Now that you've explored what well-being really means, it's time for us to focus on your foundation, your body. In our next lesson, we'll explore body care, movement, sleep, and nutrition, the everyday routines that fuel your independence. Because before you can care for the world around you, you start by caring for the home you live in, your body. That is our first job, looking after ourselves. I look forward to seeing you in lesson 2.